back, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens. This is your girl, Shanika L, for those who are tuning in for the first time. So I have no idea why the Most High always bring me a word when I'm looking crusted and disgusted, but here we are. Or while I'm driving, but it is what it is. But y'all, I just want to come on here talking about forgiveness. Now, I did a video about this a while back, and I will post the link in the description box. But one thing that the Most High revealed to me is that one of the things that's keeping me from going to that next level, that next thing that the Most High has in store, is forgiveness. Y'all, I've been harboring unforgiveness in my heart for quite some time. Forgiveness towards different people. And y'all, that is the main reason why we backslide and the main reasons why we cannot move forward to go to that next level. Y'all, forgiving somebody is so hard to do, especially if they deeply offended you and if they deeply wounded you. I actually got an excerpt from the book written by F.D. Sparkman. It's called How to Read and Understand Your Bible. This is a really good book, y'all. So I will highly suggest that y'all read it. And I will actually put a link in the description box for those who do want to check the book out. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Now, as you can see, I did write some definitions next to certain words because I didn't realize that revilers are a verbal abuser. But that is really just beside the point. And as I'm scrolling down, it basically says that if you continue in any of these things, fornication, idolatry, adultery, infamizing, abusing of yourself with mankind, all those things, you will not be able to manifest the Most High God's, Yah's kingdom within. So the kingdom of God is within each and every last one of us. And as the book says, it says, here's a secret that they don't teach. If you continuously ask for forgiveness with all sincerity, you will be forgiven. But only if you forgive those that trespass against you. So as long as you forgive those, as well as forgiving yourself, then you will be able to conquer your need to do these things, fornication, idolatry, or anything of the like. And until we learn how to truly forgive, we will not be empowered to bear fruit or gain the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that we need to be able to overcome the word. And this is why it says the root cause of relapse is an inability to forgive others. Therefore, since we are not forgiving others, we were not in turn are forgiven by the Most High. Forgiveness is power, and until we choose to master the art of forgiving, we will be powerless to affect real change. Forgiveness begins within. We affect change, healing by manifesting His love, which means forgiving. To properly heal from that thing, we have to forgive, y'all. As hard as it is, I get it. It's easier said than done. But one of the things that's really helping me right now, it's understanding how the Most High forgive us. And the scriptures that He gave me this morning in Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 13, which is the Lord's Prayer, where it talks about forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. That is what is owed, and debtor is the person that we owe it to. Glory be to God. So simultaneously, we sin against the Most High while simultaneously we are sinned against. And so 9 times out of 10, the trespasses that we do against the Most High is way worse than what people do unto us. Glory be to God. And so we have to understand the Most High God's forgiveness and mercy towards us. And that will help us in turn forgive those who trespass against us. And I know my brothers and sisters, they didn't apologize for it, right? They didn't regret how they did you, right? I mean, they just brushed it off like it wasn't nothing. But y'all, that as long as you hold unforgiveness towards that person has power over you. And one thing that was so hypocritical of me, I was like, you know, that person didn't even say sorry. And he was like, did you say sorry to that person? Because I know I was wrong in it too, you know. And y'all, one of the things that will also help us is acknowledging our wrongdoing. Yeah, it may be a few of us that we didn't do no wrong towards that person. That person still did us dirty. But at the end of the day, a person would do unto us as much as we allow them to do. So at the end of the day, I had to take responsibility. It was like, man, I allowed this person to hurt me for quite some time. I allowed it. I could have ended it way early on. I could have been cut it off, but I didn't. And that was my wrongdoing. Y'all, come on now. It's imperative for our walk with God in order for God to forgive us. And that's another thing. If I think about the fact that how many times I trespass against the Most High and He chooses not to forgive me for my trespasses, y'all, I would be so deeply wounded. I would be so upset when I think about the fact if God did not choose to forgive me for the things that I have done. Because none of us are perfect, y'all. We all sin and fall short of the glory of the Most High. We are in a fallen state. So of course, you know, we are in the flesh. We are more likely to sin than not sin. I don't care what these people tell you. I don't care what people tell you. I don't care if a person say that I don't sin, I don't do no wrong, baby. Then you deceiving your own self and the truth is not in you. That's according to the Bible. But we all sin, baby. I don't care who you are. I don't care how strong you are in your faith. We always gonna make mistakes until the day we die. It's just the point of learning from those mistakes. And that's how you have to think about the person who offended you. They made a mistake. Whether it was intentional or not intentional, that person wronged you. It is what it is. One of the things that was getting me is that I wish I could go back in time and revenge my disobedience, meaning that I wish I could go back and cut it off early on before it even got started and do things different. Y'all, as believers, we gonna have regrets of not doing the right thing when it was presented to us. But the fact that we have those regrets means something. But we cannot go back in time and change anything. We cannot go back in time and change how this person treated us. It is what it is. And God is the God of vengeance, y'all. We don't have to take revenge on nobody. And that was one of my issues. I want to go back and take revenge, y'all. But God says, leave vengeance unto Him that He will repay. And y'all, He can do more damage than what we ever could. Glory be to God. So y'all, I get it. I'm not sitting here judging nobody because it's a difficult thing to do. It's to forgive people, to let it go, to not harbor resentment. That's what forgiveness is. It means to cease from feeling resentment and to pardon all offenses so that that person will not be able to pay that debt to you. And that's the thing. And that's what unforgiveness is. We want people to pay for what they did. Okay, we want people to pay. What if the Most High paid us according to our sins? That's why the Bible says it's by His mercies that we are not consumed. And I know I did a video just recently about how I have been afflicted with pain and suffering, and those are His mercies towards me to keep me from being destroyed in the depths of hell for eternity. So by right, God has every right to destroy us off the face of the earth every time we sin against Him. So what if the Most High dealt with us according to our sins? See, we have to think of it from all different perspectives. Glory be to God. Ooh, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, babe. We have to forgive. We have to let it go. We have to absolve people. Because not for them, but for you. For you. So you won't be harboring bitterness and anger and resentment. That keeps you from moving forward. That keeps you from that thing that God has for you. For my, some of my queens out there who I see, I feel a prophetic word, baby. Somebody out there, your husband is waiting for you, but you keep holding on to that ex that offended you and broken your heart so bad. But your husband is waiting for you, baby. But you got to let that thing go. But my king out there that's holding on to that ex-girlfriend that broken your heart, baby, your wife is waiting for you, but you got to let that person go. That's a form of not letting that person go when you harboring unforgiveness and resentment towards them. You still holding on, baby. That's why it's hurting you, because it's hurting you more holding on then letting go. You gotta let it go, baby. You gotta let it go for you. So you can go to that blessing that God has for you, that you can go to that next level, that you can go to the next thing. Because guess what? That person was meant to break your heart. Think about it. That person was meant to hurt you. God didn't say he didn't want you to marry that person. So guess what? He allowed the enemy to come upon that person, into that person's spirit, and hurt you so bad to where you would have no choice but to let it go, or cause that person to walk away from you. Because God said he has something better in store for you. Come on now. He has something better in store for you. Better. Way better. Way better than that person that hurt you. Because guess what? Your God-ordained spouse ain't gonna do none of that. But in order to know what love really is, baby, we have to understand what it's like to not be loved. We have to understand both sides of the spectrum. Lord, God is so good for that revelation, baby. I hope that this word is blessing my kings and queens out there, and that it will motivate you to let them things go. Let it go. Experience the true liberty that is involved with letting it go, with forgiving. Forgive, baby, and walk into that liberty that God has for you. But, you know, and let me explain something else to you. I asked the Most High to deliver me from the hold of these people that I know I have allowed to have power over me because I have chosen not to forgive. He say, yeah, you forgave, but you keep putting yourself in bondage. You keep putting yourself in those chains because you keep giving heed to those thoughts. And the thing about forgiveness, y'all, it has to be repeatedly done until you no longer feel that resentment towards that person. Meaning that the enemy will keep sending you these thoughts or keep sending you visions of the past or what happened with this person or with these people. But when we begin to ponder on those thoughts and allow those thoughts to take root in our spirit, then guess what? We have to start all over again. Rebuke those thoughts as soon as it come in your mind. Keep forgiving, keep forgiving, keep forgiving. Keep laughing in the enemy's face until one day that thought will no longer have power over you. But that has to happen before you can even go to that next level. Glory be to God. I love each and every last one of y'all. Ooh, baby. Ooh, God is so good. If this word has blessed y'all, please, 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 please make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe to this video. And make sure you hit the bell so that way y'all can get notifications when I upload new content. Because forgiveness is one of the profound ways that the enemy loves to keep us bounded. But just know, all those things were allowed to happen for a reason. That heartbreak was allowed to happen for a reason. For many reasons. Glory be to God. I love each and every last one of y'all. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.